All right, welcome back to another song title challenge and keeping up with the spirit of 2022 here, because we hit the gas running on our last song title challenge with a rock and roll legend, Mr. John Corabi. Now we're going country legend. We're going country legend with our guest here today. But if you haven't experienced the song title challenge before, this is a little pullout episode where climbers, listeners of this podcast, send in your song titles to info@daredevilproduction.com. Production is singular. There is no S. info@daredevilproduction.com. Put song title challenge in the subject line, or STC, so it gets into the right folder. If you don't, it won't. You can send in as many titles as you want. Just do me a favor. Don't send in duplicates. Just send in one. If it's in a stack of 10, awesome, whatever. Just make sure I don't get any duplicates, or I just don't want to delete stuff that could be good. And then Brent and a guest and myself, I'll spring that title live on Brent and our guest. And together, we just try to cook up 5 or 6 different conceptual angles on how to write that title. This is a fun, creative exercise. It's not a co-write in any way, shape, or form. So you can use all of what we say, none of what we say in the challenge. It's up to you. We do demand that we are invited to the number one party. That is the only caveat that is in there. Brent, you want to add anything to that before I introduce our guest?
Yeah, I think you might have said this, Johnny. It's not a co-write, so you can use any of what we say, use none of what we say. Man, this is just for infotainment and inspiration, just to hopefully kind of model what we do at the beginning of a co-write on our good days, to dig into a title and make sure you have the best angle for it. The gold might be under the first layer of dirt. The gold, the platinum, that's above the low-hanging fruit. Sometimes you come back around and it's your first thought is the right one. But sometimes, like, I'm really glad we hung out for another 10 minutes and just bounce this ball around, because now we know what we're writing. So,
right, that's right.
Dig a little deeper.
And one final thing here is that this exercise here, just, you know, 15, 20 minutes on a title, will revive some of those old hooks that you have in your hook book, right? It'll bring that wilted lettuce back to life, because the energy kind of falls off of it. And you're like, I don't know what possessed me to think that was a good title and write down in there. But if you do this exercise, you can revive it. And Brent, now you've already got a cut from doing that, right? From an earlier.
Got some activity on this, just because take a title that's 10 years old, you know, I'm a different writer. I write in different genres now. And so we'll take them, we'll polish them up, find some new life in them. And I just don't tell my co-writers, hey, here's a title that's 10 or 15 years old. I leave that part out. But then I just bring in this idea. I've had some success with this. So I've got some songs out now and using this. So if you're not going to do the song title challenge at home, climber, hey, whatever. I'm still doing it because it works for me.
There you go. There you go. All right. So let's introduce our guest here. We are honored on the show to have a country music legend. Started out as a songwriter with a publishing deal, then got a record deal. Okay. So this guy's written hits, first of all, as a writer. He's gotten cuts from, some country people you might have heard of. Johnny Cash is one. Another one is George Strait. And there's a bunch of others. The list is too long to mention. We'll get into some of those. But he's written his own darn hits, too. Got a bunch of those. Got 19 top 10 hits, a few of which he's written his darn self. Crazy enough, like after Elvis passed, God rest his soul, this man was the voice of Elvis in all the movies that happened after Elvis passed away. Ladies and gentlemen, country music legend Ronnie McDowell. Ronnie, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Well, I'm doing wonderful. As a matter of fact, I'm in Hendersonville, Tennessee. And in 1987, I was on the road with my friend Conway Twitty. I opened up his shows for 8 years. In 1987, one day I got this phone call. Hey, you need to get down here closer to me. Well, my hometown, Portland, Tennessee, is only 15 miles from here. So the very next day, this is the truth, I came to Hendersonville. There was a guy standing in a driveway of this old, I didn't know it at the time, but it was an 18-2 farmhouse. I pulled up in the driveway and I said, hey, well, you wouldn't want to sell this place, would you? And he goes, son, you are in luck. He said, me and my wife are getting a divorce and I'll sell it to you today. I bought it the next day.
Stop yourself. Are you shut the front door, Ronnie McDowell?
I'm telling you, on Center Point Road, and I lived there for over 10 years, and I was close again to my mentor, my friend, and my second dad, Conway Twitty. And I'm still here.
Now, I'm just waiting for the joke to go, and I took his wife off his hands, too, because, you know, they were getting divorced. She was available. But I'm like, how much throw her in?
Don't need the wife. I'll take them both for a package deal. Can I get a discount?
I said, no, but do you have a dog? I'd rather have a dog. If you put a woman and a dog in a car trunk on a 90-degree day, you leave them in there for 30 minutes, you open the trunk, who's glad to see you?
I want to scientifically test that theory out. Let's.
So the other name of this episode is Exhibit A, Your Honor.
Are you guys ready for the title here?
Sure.
All right. So this is from climber Lisa McKeon, and I want to believe that this is the first one we've done from Lisa, I think. And the title is called Forever for Now. Forever for Now.
Lisa McKeon. Okay, Forever for Now. He's writing this down.
So, Ronnie, I typically do a hot take on these. Uh-huh. This feels like, initially it feels like a little cliche, but I don't think I've ever heard it before.
I've never heard that expression before. Yeah, that was my first thought. Forever for Now.
Yeah. I like it. I want to say maybe there's a Harry Connick Jr. song, maybe on an album that I have that has that maybe, but I'm not sure. But it's definitely not like. It's a maybe. Like, it definitely hadn't been overdone, which is cool.
No, that's what I like about it, because I've never heard that before. It's unique and different. I like that. Forever for now. Yeah.
So
she did good.
Yeah, good
she
job,
did Lisa. Right out the gate. We're in the right game. We're where we need to be, in the right lane.
Yes.
And that's what I always look for. I look for just a little something that tweaks my interest in this guy, this banker, sent me. No, let me go back. This high school principal, retired. Mm-hmm. He just sent me some songs through my son, Ronnie Dean, who's my drummer. So he got a hold of me that way. He said, Dad, this retired school principal wants to send you some songs. I said, well, just tell him to send them, you know, to my house, because believe you me, and this is the truth. I know you may not believe this, but I listen to everything I get, because I've always had this philosophy. You never know. Mm-hmm. You just don't. So this guy, I went out to my mailbox and I listened to four songs. There was nothing that tweaked my interest, but something told me to call this guy. So I called him and I said, hey, David, Ronnie McDowell. He said, Ronnie, I need to tell you something. He said, I'm a retired school principal, and when I was a little boy, my mom and dad brought home this 45, and we wore the grooves off of it. And he said, I've written songs for everybody, every major artist. I said, well, why were you a high school principal? He said, well, writing songs was my passion, but that was my job, being a high school. I said, so let me get this straight. What song was it? The King Is Gone by You. And he said, my goal in life is for you to record one of my songs. I said, but you're a retired school principal and you listened to that when you were a little boy. I said, I don't want to hear this.
You're like, you shut up when you're talking to me, Mr. Principal.
But I want you to know, I said, David, I didn't hear that. He said, okay, I'm going to email you one right now that I wrote specifically for you. He sent me this song. I listened to that and I called him back and I said, David, I'm just going to have to tell you, I've been writing songs since Moby Dick was a minnow. And I said, this is literally the best song I've ever heard in my life, ever.
Oh, wow.
You want me to tell you the title of this song?
Yes.
Sure.
God Was Showing Off When He Made You.
Oh.
I was blown away with the lyric and everything. And the chorus just blew my mind. You know, he said, he took the brightest stars and the bluest skies and laid them in your eyes. Mm-hmm. And the angels were even jealous. You know, they were jealous of you too. And he said, but I'm just preaching the gospel truth. God was showing off when he made you.
Nice. I was like,
oh, it was unbelievable. I can't wait.
That works. That all works, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. So anyway,
so forever for now.
I got off on that, but
forever for now,
because I mean that's like the hope for so many climbers. They have day jobs and they want to get a cut by somebody like you, and they, I just love that. Like, well, good. They're case in point. Something just happened. You know, yeah. Love us all. Yeah. We'll see what
exactly
happens.
You know? So, and you know, that scenario has played itself out over and over and over in the industry. You know, I turned down, I got a little cassette back in those days. And one of the songs on the cassette was a friend of mine that actually recorded it later and had a number one record with it. And I turned it down. Baby's Got Her Blue Jeans On.
Oh,
Mel McDaniel. But that scenario has played it out with me over and over and over. I have turned down. So Conway called me up on the bus. Johnny, I don't think I told you this story.
Okay.
I'd already turned down Happy Birthday, Darling. He literally came to my 29th birthday spinning a record on his finger. He said, hey, you need to do this song. It didn't work for this guy, but the song is there. If you don't do it, I'm going to do it. Take it home, listen to it. It's yours if you want it. I brought it back next day and I said, Conway, I don't hear it. Number, we all know that song.
And then you got to hear it on the radio. Yeah.
Yeah. He called me on the bus at the Louisville Gardens. I was getting ready to go on. He said, now you got about 20 minutes before you go on. I got another, you turned down a number one record. I got you another one. So he literally, a cappella, like Barney Fife across from me, sat there and sang me this song. There's a lot of ways of saying what I want to say to you. I said, well, go ahead and sing it for me. And he sang, I'd Love to Lay You Down. I said, Conway, that's the dirtiest song I've ever heard in my life. I said, you might as well come out and say it. Who's going to play that song? Do I have to tell you what happened to that? I'd love to lay you down.
Hey, so anyway. Not for nothing, since we're on that, isn't that the strangest song structure ever? Doesn't it modulate like every single verse? It modulates down, right? Not up, but down?
Yeah, I always thought, what a unique way of doing a song. Instead of climbing, you go down. Ooh. But, I mean, Conway was, I don't have to tell y'all what a genius he was. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Crazy, man. Crazy. All right, well, we got to bring some of that energy to this. Yeah,
Sorry. I got off on a tangent.
So here's the deal. If Ronnie hates it, it's a keeper.
All right. Yeah, there you go.
Hey, there you go.
Mr. Ronnie does. Hey, before we put this on the radio, run it by Ronnie, see if he hates it. Right. Yep. All right, good. Let's go.
All right. So
forever for now. Brent, start kick this off.
Yeah, I'll kick it off. One thing I thought of was, because I've been writing, I write country, I write bluegrass, southern gospel, and whatever I get my hands on. And I could see this being a southern gospel type deal about don't miss forever for now. You're living for now, but if you're only living for now, you may miss forever. You know, so it's the come to Jesus. It's the hey, come down and get your life right, get right with Jesus, because you don't want to miss forever for now. It's like, yeah, for now you're busy doing this stuff, but you know, and I've written songs similar to that, but it's living right now. But right now is not all there is, so you don't want to miss forever for now. So I think that would be a kind of a cool southern. It feels like a southern gospel kind of thing.
And my first thought on that, and that was wonderful. My very first thought when you said that was that would make a beautiful pop love song.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first thought.
Hey, Ronnie, I love that you said that real quick, because I forgot to mention something that there are no like sort of boundaries for genres on this. And I feel like you already picked up on that anyway, but it's not specifically like, how would you write this for country, or how would you write? It could be rock, country, blues, jazz, pop, wherever your little heart goes and wherever your brain goes on that, wherever the muse takes you. It's just all about, finding those different angles on the song. And that's
well, I'm glad you said that, because I have been blessed to write songs in all genres, which I love. I was telling you, Johnny, yesterday when we were doing an interview that I just love all kinds of music. I'm the biggest Bruno Mars nut on the planet.
Yeah.
Because I think this boy is so talented.
Oh, he's crazy good.
And another one that I absolutely love is Colby Calais.
Yeah.
If you remember Bubbles, when she did that song in her dorm room. before, right when internet was just getting started.
Yeah.
But if you, that song was so unique in its little melody mm-hmm. and the words, and, yep. but it was so catchy, and it I've had so many songs that would reach through the, if I'm driving down the road in a car, reach through the speaker and grab me and shake me. Freddie mm-hmm. Hart's Easy Lovin' did that to me.
Yeah.
Whitney Houston's You Give Good Love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, so many songs have reached through the speakers and just shook me.
Good music.
Yeah, and when it touches your spirit, mm-hmm. goes all the way through your heart and reaches your soul, you yeah. know that's special.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when I was telling Johnny yesterday, when I wrote that song, The King Is Gone, mm-hmm. I had no earthly idea when I was driving down the road, turned the radio on, and the DJ goes, Elvis Presley is dead. I mean, immediately I was barely 6 years old when I first heard him sing. And somehow I knew it'd be a lifetime thing. And I stand in front of a mirror day and night, and I listened to every one of his records, and I repeated every word and every note till I almost got it right. I actually said till I got it right, but nobody gets it right. But, but anyway, so how did I know at that moment my life would go like that one day, the next? Like that immediately from a few words and a melody.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I love
it. A million records in a week.
Yeah. That's The King Is Gone. That's true.
The King Is Gone.
Yeah. Man, that's awesome. You know, another thing I'm thinking about forever for now, since we're talking about different genres, like I could almost see kind of a reggae beach kind of thing. Like, I'm happy forever for now. You know, you got the palm trees and you got the girl with you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that total vibe, and I'm happy forever for now. Because, you know, it's got that little thing of darkness of like, because reggae comes from, you know, there's a lot of darkness.
Yeah, let's call Jimmy Buffett.
There we go. Please.
Ronnie's got him on speed dial.
There we go. That's a bucket list for me. Heck yeah.
Yeah, but I like that. Yeah, like you got your drink in your hand, got your toes in the sand. It's forever for now, man. You know?
And
like,
you know it's not going to be forever. You know that life is hard and there are hard days and there's struggle and all that stuff. But I'm happy forever for now because I'm just in the moment. Could be cool. And there's, so you can do that a beachy thing or like more of a Chesney kind of thing or more like straight reggae would be fun. Just another way of spinning it.
Yeah, I mean, of course, you know, that could be in any situation, forever for now. Mm-hmm. That's a really good title. It really it is.
What could you put before it to twist it up, Brent and Ronnie?
I mean, love. Obviously, I think of like a third-rate romance, you know? Third-rate romance. Lower rendezvous.
That's another song that reached through the speakers. The first time I heard that, I went, and the DJ goes, hey, I'm going to play y'all a song that is so hot, we have got to keep it in the refrigerator. And what was it?
And so it hits me. It could be that kind of thing. You know, this situation where it's, they know it's just kind of a, it's a fling. It's a, you know, it's a third rate romance. It's not forever, but it's forever for now.
Live for this second, for this moment. And I do. I live every second. Life to me is so fragile, so wonderful. I just live every second. I do.
That'd be a good way to spin it, of just live in the moment, and you can have forever for now.
Exactly.
You know, you'd be alive. You can live forever for now. Maybe that's part of the, you know, you can live forever for now. Like if you're just very present and in the moment,
there you go.
The moment, it's like that's you live what forever I feel, for you now.
Know, I just, in the moment, seize this moment.
You can live forever for now. I like that.
Yeah.
Love forever for now.
Yeah, and that could go pop, could go country, could go adult contemporary. Can go, you know, there are a lot of ways that, because that idea is so universal. Then you can stir it up 1,000 different ways depending on your genre. That could be really cool. Let's see. It feels like forever for now. What if, like, you know, and this is more of a heartbreak thing, but like the guy's with the girl and it's one of those like, you like, I know she's going to leave me. Or kind of thing, but it feels like forever for now. I'm kind of fooling myself. I know it's not. I know she's going to leave. I know, or she's got another guy. I'm the other man or whatever. But man, for right now, it feels like forever.
Okay, go down that rabbit hole. I got two ideas on that. So number one, you know, we haven't had like a good cheating song in a long time. You know what I mean? Yeah. So the whole, like, you know, the whole, for, you know, it's not forever for now. And it's, you know, she's married to somebody else. Or second idea, what if it's, and this could be definitely cut by like a young buck up and comer, in the country world. But what if it's a May September relationship?
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what if he's learning everything from her and they're having this and he knows that they're never going to end up together. And she knows that too, but it's like really, you know, it's for, it felt like forever, forever for now. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Or in the present, it feels like forever. Kind of like the Garth Brooks That Summer, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. And you know, it could be a, it could almost be hip hop, or it could be about, like, you know, when you're really high rolling and your career's taken off, you know, it's you enjoy it forever for now. You know, like, it ain't going to last. You know, you can almost go a little more, you know, about the music business or about whatever, you know, enjoy it forever for now. I don't know. That might be something.
All kinds of scenarios.
Oh, yeah. It's so open, which is fun about this.
What about forever for now? For now is not forever. What could you do with that?
Not forever.
Is that too much?
Forever for now.
It's making my brain hurt. It's making my ears hurt too.
let me take another sip of coffee and see if it fits into place. Forever for now.
My philosophy is this: there is so much beauty in simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we need to keep it simple.
Yep. And simple does not have to mean simplistic. Like, that's really what's professional grade, is when you can be simple and profound and simple and just elegant and right. So that is, I wonder, because my first impression is forever for now has a negative kind of thing. Like, she loves me forever for now. Like, it ain't going to last. But what if it's like, I love you forever, for now, for tomorrow, for
today, I love you tomorrow, forever. And I love you forever.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, it's just, I'm stacking how much I love you forever, for now, for whenever, for, you know.
Ever for now.
Forever, for now, for always.
Yeah. Always. So that would be maybe, Ronnie, what you're talking about, just that beautiful pop love song. Could be that confession of love. I love you forever, comma, for now, comma, for always, for how you do this and how you do that, whatever. And
Michael Bublé.
There you go.
Hey, there's an angle right there too, Brent. Like, okay, what if it's like, I love you forever, for now, for this and for that, and you can play off the rhyme with now, but it's like, forever is one word, but then it's like for this and for that with two words. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love you forever, for now, for loving me, for how, for, you know, but, like, you could do some wordplay in there that could be really interesting.
The lady who wrote this title, I wonder, it makes me wonder, what was she thinking?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, Lisa McKeon. Yeah.
I wonder what Lisa was thinking, the direction this should go and how it should be.
And Lisa, that's your invitation to let us know in the Climb community on Facebook. Drop us a comment. Let us know. Because it might have been one of these. It might have been something completely different. It's a good one, though. Yeah. I love the alliteration, how you repeat the four. So there's a lot of good stuff in there. Forever for now. Johnny, you're talking about the cheating thing. Like, what if it's like, I traded forever for now? You know, or you know, he traded forever for now. Like, you know, one night of fun.
Oh,
he screwed up his family, his forever love, what he had forever. He traded it. He traded forever.
I really like that. I like that direction.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
That's just the,
that almost feels like, that almost feels like a Brandy Clark kind of vibe, you know?
Yeah, you could do that. You could do like a classic country, you know, cheating thing.
Threw away forever for now.
You know, don't throw away forever. Son, you could be the guy that's like, son, I see you slip your ring in your pocket. That means you got someone at home. Don't throw away forever for now. That girl you're looking at across the bar, don't do it.
Well, oh, you'd be talking about Almost Persuaded.
Yeah.
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 Then he saw the reflection of her wedding band, you know, my wedding band in her eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the singer could be like, I won't throw away forever for now.
Exactly.
You know, the singer's like tempted. She's coming on to him, and he's like, I ain't doing it. I'm not going to trade forever for now.
That's good. You set that whole thing up.
Yeah.
Like it looks like it's going to be scandalous. And then he's just like, you know, hey,
but let on me, the other hand, you know, because the singer comes out looking great. He's like, yeah, I'm not going to, you know, she's hitting on me, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to be faithful.
That I like that scenario.
And that could be okay. What if it's a call to arms? Not a call to arms, but what if it's like a positive sort of mantra for anybody in recovery, for like an alcoholic?
Mm.
Don't trade forever for now. But we're talking about sobriety, right? Or some kind of discipline with that.
Yeah, that song title can go in many directions.
So many.
I actually like that direction.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like the Almost Persuaded thing. And
On
the other hand. Yeah, I like that.
So many good ones. And Johnny, like the alcoholic, you know, don't trade forever for now. Or it could be the flip side of that before he's learned his lesson. Or he's on the road. He's like, I'm gonna stay sober forever for now. You know, it's like that morning after, I'm never going to drink again. And he's going to stay sober forever for now.
Oh, God, if you just get me through this, I'll never drink again. I will stay sober forever for now. Well, hey, we got some good looks at this one.
Yes.
Yeah. We got some good looks at this one.
Playing the sandbox.
Hey,
Ronnie, thank you for saying
yes. You know, this is one of my passions anyway.
Mm-mm.
I have a lot of passions, but songwriting is probably right up there close to number one.
Man.
Well, Ronnie McDowell, thank you very much, guys. Again, if you want to send in your song title, send them in to info@daredevilproduction.com.
Can I send one in?
I mean, my goodness, like, what? Let's do it. Let's do one of your titles.
I've got a title for you. She's a good old heifer, and that ain't no bull. Now, wait. And she won't steer you wrong.
Nice.
Well, I'd like to see how that first part of that hook's going to go.
Yeah.
She's a good old heifer.
She ain't no bull.
That's a far cry from your little pink toenails on the dashboard, man, and a cold beer in the console.
For heifer for
now.
Oh,
my God. Four heifers
for now. Four heifers for now.
I love it.
Oh my gosh. You guys crack me up, man. Y'all, that's the end of this one. This podcast exists because we want you to win, so keep on climbing.
And we'll see you at the top.
Four heifers for now.